This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. And by the way, if you are just joining us and you're looking for our interview that we have scheduled for Jack Thompson, the video game banning lawyer, the guy that's out there trying to crush freedom of speech, he is scheduled to be on right now. Our board operator has gotten an answering machine at the number that we're supposed to dial him at. So we are retrying. We've left a message. We're doing everything we can to get him on the phone with us. So if you're on board for Jack Thompson, hang on. Hopefully we will get him. We got our fingers crossed on this one. All right, coming up tonight, we have got an email that came in because we've been speculating. In the past, we've been speculating about, well, what is it really like to go through the immigration process? You and I, Mark, we were born here, so we didn't have to bother with all that.
Right.
And we've read stuff about it. We understand that it is bureaucratic. We understand it is inefficient and slow and terrible in general. But we don't really know exactly what it's like. Now we have an email from someone who has.
Just an inkling, at the very least.
Yes, gone through this process. We will share that with you. Plus, also on the way, China has shut down some freedom of, they don't really have freedom of speech, but some students were broadcasting a questionable film about Tiananmen Square. And apparently you just can't talk about Tiananmen Square in China. So
yeah, my understanding.
We'll let you know what has happened to those students. Plus, the Happy Taxpayers Association from Sweden.
What?
That's right. We'll tell you about that. The death of the American state.
They can have mine.
and what I consider the best summary of the war that I have ever read from Paul Craig Roberts at LouRockwell.com. All of it on the way. Your calls about whatever is on your mind. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Again, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Since we're still waiting for Jack Thompson, we are going to the phones. Ladies first, Ginger in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I just thought I'd call and give you all some news. We found
Ginger.
Out on a...
Wait, I thought your name was Paula.
Huh?
Are you trying to hide your identity, Paula? Are you trying to protect yourself from the NSA and the New World Order? I thought your name was Paula.
No. Anyway,
your name's Ginger?
Yeah.
Why has it been Paula every other time you've called?
I guess she does call, too. Anyway,
do you have a twin
sister? I just
want
to give you some information. We just
heard
another
there,
program
Ginger.
That the country's getting ready to go. Well, actually, the whole world is going into a world collapse. They said we have till the 1st of June.
Who's they? Is this coming from your church newsletter?
No, this is coming from it was on Coast to Coast. The gentleman came on and warned everybody
That's
about
incredible.
This.
Well,
huh?
There's been a lot of world collapses predicted on coast to coast.
Some of the countries have already started going down.
Uh-huh. Where are they going to go to?
Huh?
If they're going down, where are they going?
They're not going anywhere. So I'm saying they said there's going to be a total world collapse.
What does that mean?
Well, financially, and they said the globalists will have to get us out of this.
Well, how?
With all the beans they've got, and they bought every corporation in the world.
Well, you do have to have beans if the world collapses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely for
yeah.
sure. So what I want to know, Ginger, is do you know who Paula is?
What? I'm trying to give you some information.
You've given me the information. You said the world's going to collapse in less than a week. You know,
no,
what are we supposed to do about
it,
Ginger?
No, he said June to probably the 1st of July.
I'm going to start drinking now, and I'm not coming out of it until after July is over.
Well, we knew. Oh, did you hear about Bin Laden?
No,
he just admitted that he gave orders for 9/11.
Wait. He's been kind of alluded to 9/11 previously, but he hasn't said a lot about it. I'm kind of he said that?
Yeah, a new tape came out today, and they said they're going to make sure it's his voice. But he said that he did give orders for 9/11.
Mm. Okay, Ginger, we really appreciate
it. It's a long time to have.
Okay.
Let us know if you talk to Paula. Bye bye now. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
It's taken a long time for him to admit to 9/11. It's 2006.
I don't know
now.
If I believe a word that she says.
Yeah, no,
Mark.
I don't either.
I think if Bin Laden had admitted to that, it'd be on the front page of every major news site, and we wouldn't be hearing it from Paula or Ginger or whoever she is. The toll free number 800-259-9231, and it looks like we do have our guest this evening. He is Jack Thompson, and Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Jack.
Hi there, Jack. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm in light of that last call, I've started drinking.
Well, don't stop, because things are going to get interesting here, Jack. We've got you on here to talk about, what it is that you do. What is it that you do?
In what regard?
Well, who is Jack Thompson? For people that have never heard the name before. I could read your bio, but I'd rather hear it from you.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I'll talk about the aspect of my life that is the reason why you have me on. I've been involved for 19 years in efforts to try and oppose, through the law, the distribution of adult and adult-rated entertainment to kids. I got Howard Stern off all Clear Channel stations because of his violations, which now Viacom has admitted, of federal decency statutes regarding public broadcasts. I was involved in the Two Live Crew federal obscenity trial that resulted in the first verdict in history that a sound recording was obscene. And more recently, I've been involved in efforts not to restrict access of adults to mature-rated video games, but to stop their distribution and sale to minors, and most notably, I guess, would be the case that I was on 60 Minutes about last year twice, and that is a kid in Alabama, literally trained, according to our four experts who testified before Congress on this phenomenon, to kill two cops and a dispatcher playing the Grand Theft Auto Vice City game, and we're proceeding now to trial in June of next year, and I testified 2 weeks ago before the Louisiana House on a bill that I drafted to prohibit the sale of mature-rated games to kids, and that bill passed the Louisiana House unanimously, and I'm going back on Tuesday to testify before the Senate. So that's, I'm a lawyer who does more normal things, but that's what I have a passion for and that I've been involved in.
It's certainly what you've made a name on, and I actually
wasn't my goal. But
I actually was shocked to see that your history goes back so far, all the way back to Two Live Crew. I believe also Ice-T's Cop Killer. You were involved with pulling that from the shelves. Is that correct?
Well, Time Warner pulled it, but I pointed out at the Time Warner shareholders meeting that basically the album was advocating killing police officers across the board, and Time Warner saw the wisdom their board did of pulling it, and they did. Now Ice-T plays a cop on TV, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That is a bit of irony.
It is. Is strange.
Okay, so, Jack, now...
By the way, on that show, even more ironically, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, they had an episode last February called Game, in which Ice-T and the others in the SVU tracked down kids that were copycatting the Grand Theft Auto game. What I do.
Okay, understood. Now, actually, in your bio, it describes you as a former hands-off business libertarian and a former First Amendment absolutist. Now, we're libertarians on Free Talk Live, so, again, the conversation's going to get pretty interesting here. Why would you go... This is a question we've asked before, and no one has ever answered, so I'm glad that you're here to answer it for me, Jack. It seems to me that most of the people that we encounter, once they discover the principles of liberty and freedom, they never turn away from them. But you actually have, and you are an advocate of government control of private property. And so, therefore, what is it that made you turn away from liberty and freedom?
Well, I did not. What I subscribe to now is what the founders understood to be ordered liberty, not absolute.
Ordered liberty? What does that mean?
Well, as the founders described it in the Federalist Papers and as is set forth in the Constitution, you can't have unrestricted liberty because that quickly devolves into anarchy and that leads to totalitarianism. What you have to have is limited government that as a last resort provides for, as is pointed out in the preamble to the Constitution, the domestic tranquility. And so,
I see.
You can't.
Jack,
if you can hang on,
you can grab that phone call. Hang on, we're going to come back to you. I want to talk more about exactly what proposals you've got on the table to restrict minors' access to video games. And we might touch on broadcasting since we're a radio show. So more on the way. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're talking to Jack Thompson. We're coming back.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, Avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Our bulletin board system is there. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. Different conversations, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We go back to the hotline and our guest who's on with us. His name is Jack Thompson, and he's a lawyer by trade. In fact, he's a lawyer who's made a bit of a name for himself over the past 2 decades. And the reason why is because, Jack, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, you believe that there are certain things that children shouldn't be exposed to, and you believe that the government is the appropriate entity to prevent children from accessing these certain things. Is that correct?
It's a shared responsibility, obviously, with parents and other institutions. But, you know, in this country, from before the time that we had a constitution even, everyone understood, and they still understand by a wide majority, that there are certain products that shouldn't be sold to children, alcohol, firearms, mm-hmm. obscenity, and so forth. And so I'm trying to be consistent, and that is, and most people agree with this, that when it comes to adult-rated entertainment, such as mature-rated video games, such as Grand Theft Auto that has sex with prostitutes and then you kill them to get your money back and win the game faster and so forth,
right,
that's inappropriate for children.
So let me ask you this then, Jack. What is it that you've got? What is your proposal exactly? What would you like to see happen? Let's just focus on video games for now. What would you like to see happen to video games that you don't think are appropriate, mature-rated video games?
Well, as in every other country that has ratings on the games, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, which aren't exactly Taliban societies, mm-hmm. where there's still freedom, you can't sell a game that's rated mature to a child. And so the proposal in Louisiana, in which 102 House members agree with me in this bill that I drafted, it simply says that if the game is deemed by the trier of fact in a court action to be inappropriate and harmful to minors by virtue of the violent content, then it shouldn't be sold to them.
So only if it has been deemed that way in a court action, not if it's just labeled mature?
Right, and the tying directly into the game ratings doesn't work constitutionally because you can't have a private sector like the Entertainment Software Rating Board that puts these labels on it.
Would you like to see that go government?
Wait, let me finish this sentence.
Okay.
You can't constitutionally substitute a jury's opinion on that and a decision by some private sector because there's no democratic impulse that can affect that rating board.
Would you like to see the ratings board go to a government bureaucracy as opposed to the private one?
No, I think the ratings are counterproductive and silly. I think, for example, you don't rate sexual material by any board. You simply, if it's obscene, or more appropriately to this discussion, if it's deemed sexual material harmful to minors, as in 48 states have laws like that, mm-hmm. then it's up to law enforcement to say, you know, this is over the line, and get a probable cause ruling from a court, and then you go from there. So you've got all of the checks and balances of the democratic process to restrain anybody who's out of control trying to ban things.
Now, that seems like it would be counter to what you're proposing, which is trying to keep obscene or dangerous material out of the hands of children.
No, it's the only
They would have to produce it, they would have to get it out, and then the cops would have to find it, and then it would have to go through the court system, at which point I assume a judge would put some kind of injunction
on it.
It would be available for a couple of weeks.
That's the way it is for sexual material. For example, a kid can't walk into openly into an adult bookstore and buy a copy of Hustler because mm-hmm. everybody knows, and certainly the people who run that establishment, that it's not appropriate to sell that to a 12-year-old. But the Federal Trade Commission, as well as other stings that have been done by private groups, have found, and Joe Lieberman said this last Christmas, that kids as young as 9 can walk into Target and buy any mature-rated game that they want, no questions asked.
Right, and you're concerned
50% of the time.
I see what you're saying. Now, so let me see if I understand. So if there is a court injunction against one particular game,
wouldn't be an injunction. It would just be a probable cause ruling to say, hey, we think that, for example, if somebody would have to get the game and put it before this prosecutor and say, we don't think Grand Theft Auto Vice City is appropriate.
Does this have to be done at a federal level, or can this be done at a locality?
No, the government that's closest to the people is, of course, the best because it's most responsive to the feelings of the community.
Would this be? Are you hoping to see this happen in all 50 states, and then this would be each game would be decided to be obscene on a state by state decision? Is that what you're suggesting?
It's not obscene. It would be sexual or it would
violence.
Be material harmful to minors.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
harmful
democracy.
To minors in your opinion, right, Jack?
No. In the opinion,
what if I don't think so?
Well, then you'd have to get elected prosecutor, I guess, and also sit on the jury. You know, democracy, and it's good.
Democracy is bad. It's very bad. Democracy is two wolves in a sheep deciding on dinner. Now, we're not going to talk about democracy, but I want to actually understand.
I'm using the term democracy as a shorthand for representative government, and that's how our system works, and it's what we have in this country, whether you like it or not.
Understood, Jack. I understand that. So if a game is ruled harmful to minors, what would the penalty be for someone who is caught selling, say, a store clerk who is caught selling it to a young person?
It would depend on the legislature to set the penalty.
What would you like to see it be? What do you think would be appropriate?
whatever sufficient to deter them.
Okay.
You've fashioned laws before. I'm just asking
to throw out a ballpark number.
Right now, there's no penalty at all. Oh,
okay,
felony? I'd say, well, let me answer the question.
Go ahead.
I would say that, you know, at $50 a pop, and the fact that, let's say, Best Buy, Target, and so forth, are selling thousands of these units sometimes per month.
Oh, yeah. These games gross more than movies do.
It's about an $18 billion a year industry now.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, you know, $1,000 a violation and maybe the possibility of imprisonment for the people that run the store that are willy-nilly selling this to kids.
Now, this wouldn't be retroactive, would it? I mean, after the court decision was made, these $1,000 fines would not be applied retroactively, would it?
No, they couldn't.
Okay.
That's an ex post facto law.
Understood. I just want to make sure. Not all of our listeners are lawyers, so we want to make sure everybody understands
Thank goodness for that. They haven't had their common sense trained out of them.
Indeed. So $1,000 per violation, no jail time, at least in your proposal, at least, correct?
Oh, no. Well, if they keep doing it, yeah, I think it's appropriate.
What if I sell one at a garage sale?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is, this is not about dictating entertainment tastes. What we've got is increased incidents, and law enforcement has identified this. The American Psychological Association has explained why this is occurring. We've got increasing incidents of kids literally copycatting these games and killing people. So we're talking about a public safety hazard. The FBI and the Secret Service found after Columbine.
Were you against Dungeons and Dragons in the 1980s?
That all of the perpetrators in all of the school shootings that they studied before Columbine were involved in this type of entertainment.
Were you against Dungeons and Dragons in the 1980s?
Against it?
Yeah. For children.
I might have, as a parent of a 13-year-old, I wouldn't let my kid play it, but I don't think it constituted a public safety hazard, no.
I see. Well, there were also claims back then that Dungeons & Dragons was inspiring copycat crimes, you know, people going around.
Not all things that are harmful ought to be illegal, and I would think as a libertarian you would know that.
No, I absolutely agree that we need to have lots of things be legal. In fact, you're talking about not controlling content. However, what you are talking about, Jack, is controlling someone's business. I want to explore that a little bit more with you. Hang on. We're going to come back. More with Jack Thompson on Free Talk Live. Hang on.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural. They're triple concentrated. They're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you have a question that you want to ask Jack Thompson, he is on the line with us. He is the lawyer who's known probably internationally at this point for going after video game manufacturers, going after Howard Stern, going after even so far back as Two Live Crew from the early 90s for what he considers things that are obscene, things that should not be in the hands of minors. And so if you've got a question, 800-259-9231, Jack, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Marcus.
Let me ask you what, and it's not a rhetorical question. Do you guys think that a kid ought to be able, at the age of 10, let's say, and walk into 7-Eleven and buy a six-pack of beer with his parents not around?
I think that the decision should be up to the retailer.
To sell beer to a 10-year-old.
I think that, Jack, if you think that...
Hold on, Jack.
You asked me a question. Now, let me explain the answer.
In
a world where you believe, and I probably agree with you, that most people would be against 7-Eleven selling beer to 10-year-olds, the marketplace would provide that necessary regulation, because if the word got out that 7-Eleven was selling beer to 10-year-olds, then parents would be pretty angry about that sort of thing.
So let's talk about the... Okay. Then let's talk about the First Amendment. The First Amendment says that the people have a right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So
yeah,
what you're saying is that the people don't have a right to pass laws to prohibit that from occurring?
People should not be able to control other people's businesses by law or by force.
They're not controlling
their business.
They're protecting children. And, in fact...
That's how you see it, Jack.
What you're doing is you're telling businesses what
they can and can't do.
You couldn't find, in this country, 1% of the people that agree with you on that.
I think you're wrong.
Heavens no.
Well, you know what?
If you did a Gallup poll and you asked people, do you think that retailers ought to be able, unrestricted by the law, to sell alcohol and other controlled substances, including marijuana, to 10-year-olds with no parent in sight, you wouldn't even register in that poll.
Well, it all depends on how you ask the question, Jack.
Let me ask you this.
No.
You see, you don't have an answer to that because you can't extend libertarianism to your illogical end. Because if you do, then you're saying that the people have no right in an ordered society to protect children.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
people.
The problem with that is that the protecting of children gets to be an illogical end in and of itself.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I could regulate your car to a stop because
we're talking about the sale of adult material to children.
Right. Well, we're talking about that now, but you're talking about children. Oh, we've got to protect the children. This is the mantra of every group that wants to take away every freedom.
No, of course we don't. And see, that's the illogic of your position. You can't draw a line anywhere, so you just say everybody does anything they want.
No, Jack, we're saying the marketplace will draw the lines based on consumer demand.
Well, then you're describing a country that never existed. Never existed. The founders didn't describe it that way.
It was actually darn close. The founders did not describe government regulation of private businesses. They did not describe that. Look, Jack, I want to ask you a question about...
goodness, you guys are not very well educated on what this country has been about for 300 years.
Well, thank you for your opinion, Jack.
No, it's not an opinion. It's a fact. We've had laws on the books in this country before we even had the Continental Congress that protected children from
adult and most laws most laws are bad, Jack. Most laws
are
terrible.
Are bad.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Exactly. All right, yeah. So let me go on here. I want to ask you about your...
Unbelievable.
How about
laws against murder? Are you opposed to those?
You don't have laws against murder because it's innately wrong.
Is the marketplace going to regulate murder?
Absolutely it will, of course. Now, Jack, we're not here to talk about the marketplace. We're here to talk about you and what you do for a living.
Well, we're not here to talk about the illogical fallacies in your worldview, are we?
I think that it's pretty clear that the marketplace would handle murder in that murder hurts people. And secondly,
the marketplace is going to put Ted Bundy away. Is that
the
it?
The market responds to demand, Jack. If people are demanding that murderers be punished, they'll get their punishment under a free market situation. Absolutely.
No, just that, would as be called, that would be called vigilantism, actually.
Well, I mean, there would be organizations that take care of those kind of things, but I don't want to argue the free market voluntarism.
I want to hear you talk philosophy.
I think
with you
guys are taking your argument to the point of consuming controlled substances while doing a radio show.
No, that's for after the show.
No, I'm not for it at all.
Look, okay, you're suing, you're involved in lawsuits with gaming manufacturers, game companies like Take-Two Interactive, that sort of thing, the people that produce games like Grand Theft Auto. You posited before that you're really only for the restriction of sale to minors, so my question is, why are you suing the game manufacturers if you're actually not against the content itself?
Because a minor bought that particular game and killed two cops.
And then that's the fault of the game manufacturers?
Sure. Because
why should they have to pay for that?
Because you want me to answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Federal Trade Commission found in their study after Columbine that the video game industry is aggressively marketing these adult-rated products to children. And yet they say they aren't. So they're engaged in fraudulent activity, which is resulting in the marketing of what science has now proven are dangerous materials, because kids literally process these games in a different part of the brain. Harvard and Indiana University and Michigan State have found, and therefore it's a product that it not only harms the minor consumers of it, but also individuals who get in their way.
Well, my studies have shown that video games don't hurt anything.
Okay. You don't have any studies.
Well, I've done personal experience.
Oh,
I've played thousands of hours of video games, and they've done nothing.
Your statistical example of one person.
Every other gamer I've ever encountered. Every other single one of them. Just because there's some crazy kids out there.
You haven't sat with them in jail cells or sat with the family.
There have always been crazy kids.
I'll tell you what, if you want to talk over me, you do your own show.
You know,
okay?
Jack,
you interview yourself.
I'm trying to break in because you won't pause. Did you just hang up, Jack?
Yeah.
All right. I figured that would happen.
What are you going to do?
Well, you know, we had calls on the line. I wanted to get to him, but it was just escalating so quickly. I didn't think that we could even get a word in edgewise with this guy.
That is his trick, is to soapbox and grandstand.
Yeah.
And I think it was pretty obvious that I couldn't get a word in either.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Katie had to say. Katie, you can't talk to Jack because he's a little scaredy cat and he hung up the phone. But if you have comments for him, he might be listening.
My point was that it's the marketplace's problem to police our children. Why do we have parents at all? If the government's supposed to be in total control of our children, why don't we just sign over parental custody to the U.S. government as soon as we give birth?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you started out by saying the marketplace, but actually the parents are part of the marketplace.
Right. And that's my point, is he's not even going after the correct part of the company. If he wanted to go after the person selling the video games to a minor, sue Target, sue Walmart. Not the game manufacturer.
Yeah, and I had so many questions for him, but he just kept preaching. You know, I wanted to know what would happen if I sold a video game that was not allowed to be sold to a minor at a garage sale. Would we have undercover stings for people selling games at garage sales? I mean, how far would it go? Also, one thing's for sure about government programs, you can start it off with this sort of limited idea of, okay, we're only going to restrict sales of games that have been found to be harmful to minors, but then it will expand from there.
Grows.
Exactly. Katie, thanks for the call. 800-259-9250. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Great, if I can remember.
We'll stall for you.
I know. Yeah. We're all shook up, too. All right, Katie.
What about all the children that use the video games as an outlet for their anger? What about all the children that would normally be in a fist fight or would normally push or shove?
I could pretend like I'm Jack. He would come back and say, well, there are studies that show that they're turning them into killers. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. All right, so that was Jack Thompson, and, that's sort of how I expected that interview to end. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments on the video game situation, I wanted to get to talk to him about radio, because he's been involved in censoring radio broadcasts in the past as well. He's just a big censor. He just likes to shut down freedom of speech, although he'll talk about how it's just for protecting the children, and you should still have freedom of speech as long as the kids can't hear it. Huh? It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Women of all ages, shapes, sizes, they're all there. And I'm still reeling from this interview. I'm sorry. They sent us their photo, validated photos. We put them up on our website, Shrine of Female Listeners, at freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Jack Thompson, and
I'd like to say he gives a great radio interview. He really knows how to work the interview process. Now, if you look,
he's a lawyer.
If you forget the time from the intros and the extras that we do,
right?
He really controlled a lot of that.
He's good at arguing,
and I'll tell you, I've never seen anyone. You know, be able to handle your arguments as well as he did. He did a great job with that. And then,
well, he didn't handle it well. He just didn't allow us to really delve into.
Right. Well, he wouldn't let us go anywhere.
Discussion.
He was really good at
right.
That.
He would make a point and then he would ask a question. Mm-hmm. So he was good about asking questions in that last segment where it got really heated. And so we ended up.
You saw his pattern at that point.
We ended up discussing philosophy more than anything else. So the first two segments was, you know, us. First thing was us kind of softballing him, asking who he is, what did he do.
Well, second I didn't even get a chance to talk to him about my philosophy versus right. yours, and then.
Second one, we sort of kind of got into what his plan was, you know, what he wanted to see happen with the video game. So that way everybody could exactly understand what this guy was looking for. And then that third segment was just all out war, essentially. And by the way, I'd like to point out that, you know, over 3 years of doing the show and over a dozen guests, I think we've had well over 15 guests at this point, Jack Thompson, I think, was the very first guest to ever hang up on Free Talk Live.
Well,
he has that honor.
There you go.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett.
Well, it's a shame that Jack had to be a little child and hang up, but...
Well, he couldn't talk. Apparently, we weren't letting him talk enough.
Yeah. Well,
did you feel that way?
I don't know. You see, I'm kind of... I think, and I'm just telling you this constructively, but I think what would have been a good idea is to sort of let him get his idea out. I mean, you guys were a lot, but even more, so that he thought he kind of had control of the show, and then just save the owning for, like, later, and then just...
Well, you have to understand something. Yeah, well, I see what you're saying, and that's what we did. The first two segments was him getting his ideas out. The third segment, the reason why it got so heated, was he started asking us questions, and he would not stop to answer our questions. Well, I was trying to get it back on track, and I knew that he was planning on leaving after that segment as well, so there was no way we could have continued on beyond that entire segment. So any other comments for us?
Well, what I would have liked to have told him, and I'm sure he'll hear this eventually, but I've played all of the Grand Theft Autos from when it started, when it was Grand Theft Auto 1.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm just out murdering people and driving cars into police officers, and I'm having sex with strippers just every day.
Good times, you know, Brett. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, yeah, I just call him with an opinion based on your last guest there.
Yeah.
It just seemed to me like you guys had a bias or a little out against him before you even started interviewing him.
Ooh, you're darn right I do.
Yeah, we've got it out against him.
Well, I mean, you didn't hide it, and you weren't hypocritical about it, and you were up front with it, and I don't even think he was picking up on it initially. And,
you don't think?
No, not initially. When he did...
I told him we were libertarians, and then my first question out of the box was, why did you get away from freedom and liberty? I mean, that's a pretty, you know, it was a fair question. Well, no, he didn't think it was fair, but nonetheless, it wasn't too hardcore, I don't think.
Well, I mean, getting away from freedom and liberty, I mean, look, I don't know where you guys are on the New World Order. I don't know where you guys are on all of the issues of the day, you know, save per, like, Alex Jones type of, and I don't know what your bias, if any, is against Christianity, and I know there's nuts and radicals on all sides.
Yeah.
And I listen to your show quite a bit. I think you guys are entertaining overall.
Well, wait. You listen to the show quite a bit, but you're not sure what we think about those issues? Or Christianity?
Well, I mean, I'm...
You know, John, if we, just to lay it out for you, you can be a Christian if you want to, fine. Have fun being a Christian. Just my point is, don't enforce your morals and your beliefs on others.
Well, I mean, I agree with that to a degree. But when he was discussing, when he was trying to interject about founding fathers and just the reality of history as he knew it, not that he's 100% correct. It just seemed to me that, you know, you guys do. One of you, I don't know which one it was, takes the extreme view that libertarian means it's a free-for-all in society, and then the other guy is busy trying to, like, backpedal a little bit and bring some sanity back to the table, and I know he did hang up, and so that leaves him open to be accused of being a baby and a child and whatnot and all of this, but at the same time, I'm just being honest here. There's days and evenings where I've had to turn the show off because you guys just come off like, I don't know, sometimes you guys just come off a little obtuse with your rhetoric and
a little obtuse
and you know, like I said, I'm just an honest. I like your show sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's always the point where I have to turn it off. And
okay,
you know,
hey, it's not for everybody, John.
And I'm not a prude, and I don't know if I'm a quote unquote Vermontonian libertarian.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Vermontonian, yeah, I don't know what that means either. Well, I mean, yeah, Mark is definitely...
Well, are you guys not for the Free State movement? And all
I am.
That?
We're both absolutely members of the Free State Project,
that,
and they're
not,
moving
is
to
that
New
not
Hampshire.
Related to Vermont in some way?
They're moving to New Hampshire, so
I'm
next door.
Sorry, well,
stuff. Keep listening, John. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hey, it's not for everybody.
Mm-mm.
We've never suggested that it was. And he's right. There are differences between the two of us, no doubt about it. But Jack wouldn't be quiet long enough for you to get that out there.
No way to keep that in there.
More on the way. Christina's on the line. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. If you like what we're doing here on the show, then amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, why would you want to do something like that? Well, maybe it's because we give everything away on our website. Maybe it's because, unlike all those other talk shows, we have a year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the site. Everything's totally free. The other guys want to charge you for it, but we give it to you. So we say, if you like it, shoot us some money voluntarily. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We take the money in, and we don't spend it on strippers and coke. We spend it for advertising Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations. We get on more people's internet connections. It's making a huge difference, your $3. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get access to the amplifier-only call-in line, some classic archives, and more. And there's some long-term goals that we have as well that are pretty exciting. We're going to the phones to Christina in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. How are you?
Well, I wanted to tell you I'm a devoted listener to your show, and I've turned other people on to your program, which I love, but I think you're dead wrong on attacking Jack the way you did.
Why?
He
attacked us.
Tell it to the judge.
Okay.
Now, listen, I think Jack is doing something that's reasonable and necessary.
Passing laws to restrict businesses' freedom?
That's a very extremist and myopic way of looking at it.
It's the correct way of looking at it.
Well,
how do you see it?
I don't believe that this show or any one of us, for that matter, have cornered the market on threat.
Fair enough. So how do you see it? Why is it okay in your mind to control business?
Because some of the stuff that he's going after is trash, which is not. It's not good for kids, and
that's your opinion.
And instead of really, going into this freedom diatribe, just use good old-fashioned common sense.
Now, wait a second, Christina. Do you think that the founding fathers used good old-fashioned common sense when they wrote the First Amendment?
I would think so, yes.
Now, do you think that the First Amendment is there to protect popular, ordinary, someone might call sanitary speech? Or do you think it's there to protect lambastic, obscene speech? Because, you see, ordinary speech doesn't need your protection, Christina.
I believe it's there to protect both kinds. However, society has evolved from the time the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, which is a very important document. It should never be dismissed. But we have evolved. And to create a market of lambasting speech that is a decay in our society is not something that I support.
Okay, that's
fine.
I get that you don't support it. I totally get that you don't support it, but I say that your opinion doesn't matter because it's my right. You understand? Like, it's my right to live. It's my right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if I have that right, your opinion doesn't matter, and neither does Jack's.
I don't think that this kind of speech, and I don't think video games are speech.
Video games are absolutely speech.
Speech is when you move your mouth and words come out.
Oh, come on. What about writing?
I'm just trying to bring
Okay, then what about Two Live Crew? What is Two Live Crew, then? We went after them because they said, hey, I want some...
It's some band that I don't listen to. I'm not really up to date on Two Live Crew. But when every form of expression starts becoming speech, we start losing the spirit of what freedom of speech was all about.
Wow. Christina, just out of curiosity, what are the co-hosts' names?
The co-host?
Where?
The two of us. What are our names?
I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, thanks. Busted. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Wow, very intuitive, Mark. On the way, let's explain why you thought that up in hour number two. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.